Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, y'all, welcome into Go Fight Win, the show with all the high school football stories you love. What do we make of coaches who still get physical with their players these days? Is it just old school formative loving, or is it out of line? We'll take a look at two different coaches in two different states who had two very different reactions from their fans and their schools. I'll let you decide who was right and who was wrong. Plus, a local church with an ad read in the middle of a game in the part of the game that you may not expect. Some details on that and a local chain gang member who got booted in the middle of a game. Why'd it happen? I'll tell you. Hey, I know it's high school football playoff season, but I want to take a look at something that happened in a high school basketball gym 45 years ago this month that shaped the greatest basketball player of all time. Some facts you may not have heard of in this story that is pretty well known. And the debut of the Go Fight Win playoff matchups to watch from around the country. It's not based on the best matchups on the field. It's not based on the best players on the field. It's based solely on the best names on the helmets. That's right, baby. It's time for Go Fight Win. Put some air in your helmet. Time to play.
Hey, what? Just give the ball to Donnie Tug and let that Tuggy run.
Hey, y'all, I am Wes Blankenship. This is the 12th, doesn't the word? It's the 12th episode of Go Fight and Win. We are rocking and rolling through the high school football season. And this week, we're going to take a look at some phenomenal high school football stories from around the U.S. of A. And some good playoff matchups to watch as well. It's playoff season. I hope your team made it. Hope y'all are in there. Hope you're in the thick of it, whether you're in round one, round two, round three. It's all over the place. You know, the colder states start a little bit earlier. You move down below the Mason-Dixon line. We're just getting fired up down here in the South. It is an exciting time to be a high school football fan, and there's no better way to support high school football everywhere than by going to GoCoffeeTown.com, picking up a Go Coffee Town hat like I have on my head here, or a shirt, a koozie, a mug. Whatever you need to support the Coffeetown Copperheads. When you support Coffeetown football, you tell everybody that you just love high school football in general. You're just a high school football fan out there supporting the boys. When it's basketball season, softball season, baseball season, you're supporting the guys and the girls because we love high school sports around here. Let's take a look at just a list here of high school football headlines I saw over the past few days. And I want to compare and contrast a couple things here. I mentioned in the tease there to start the show, coaches get physical these days. And we see this in the headlines. And unfortunately, it dominates the headlines. I have to dig a little bit to find some of the better stories, some of the better humans, some of the better character acts in high school sports, because the first ones are stories like this. High school football coach fired after video shows him punching player. This happened in Tampa, Florida at Jesuit High School. Kevin Hobbs, who is a former NFL player, and currently serves as a defensive coordinator for Tampa Bay Tech High School, tweeted out the video and says a coach's role extends beyond shaping young athletes into great football players. It's about molding them into exceptional individuals within our society. You should never, in all caps, reach a point where you find it necessary to engage in this. Hashtag shameful. And it is shameful to punch a kid in the head, even if he's wearing a football helmet. It's even more shameful to punch anyone wearing a football helmet, period. It's one of the least bright things you can do. I'll say that with as much kindness as I can. I don't care what the kid did. I don't care what he screwed up. I don't care what he said out there. You can watch the video. There's a link to it, and it's up on the screen right now if you're on YouTube. There's a link to it in the episode description. Coach, what are you doing? Head coaches don't do that. You're not a head coach. You're an assistant, and that's why. Maybe you'll get another job somewhere else, but you're going to learn, and your hand is probably still black and blue as the jersey of the kid you punched, man. Hashtag shameful is right from Hobbs. It's just embarrassing all the way around. And I will tell you about a different coach who had a different reaction than getting fired up in the state of North Carolina. I'll tell you, this coach I'm about to tell you about is different because punching a kid in the head, what's he learning? What are you teaching him? What's he supposed to gain from that, learn from that, to be a better football player, to be a better person? He's not learning much from you. So best of luck to you, coach. I'm all about second chances, all about people learning from hard mistakes and turning bad things in their lives into positives. But I'll say that if you were willing to punch a kid in the head just because you were upset, you probably have a lot more to work out than just, you know, this instance of not thinking clearly. So Jesuit beat Tampa Catholic 66-35. The Tigers will host Pinellas Park on Friday in the opening round of the 3M Region 2 playoffs. Jesuit moving on from this guy. You ain't tough, man. Figure out what the goal is here. The goal is to mold these guys, win some games along the way, and not have your own knuckles be broken on the helmet of one of your own players along the way. All right, so how about a different angle, different side of this? The heart of the matter, we got another coach here that was physical. Coach Fritz. This is Walter Friedrich Hessenthaler, better known as Coach Fritz, at Southern Alamance High School, was removed. And this is out of Alamance County, North Carolina. But get this. Even though Coach grabbed a player's collar, Chandler Klontz, I do want to clarify, the coach in the previous story was not named. There's no name of this guy anywhere. Don't go look him up or anything like that. I don't know what his name is. And maybe that's good. Maybe that's a good thing that the whole country doesn't know what his name is so he can regroup and figure out what he wants to do with his life. But we do know what this coach's name is. This is Coach Fritz. And we do know the player involved, Chandler Klontz. There are rumors that coach was violent with senior football player Chandler Klontz. And according to WFMY here, fine CBS station out of North Carolina, Klontz does admit that coach grabbed his collar, but he says it's just his coaching style. He also said when he yells, the team typically does better. He, alongside many of those in the crowd of people who protested Fritz's firing. Yeah, imagine that. A crowd of people actually gathered to support this coach who's been suspended from teaching without pay and removed as the coach. I wonder what's different here. Is it winning? No. Jesuit won. Is it a culture? Is it a foundation of you're just always beating up on players instead of just reacting and punching a kid in the helmet? I don't know about that. I think it comes down to what kind of person have you proven yourself to be? not just the results on the field, but what kind of respect have you earned from your players? It sounds like Fritz has earned that respect. Klont said, even though Coach grabbed his collar, he calls it a form of tough love. Here's what Klont said. When he yelled at me that night, he goes, "Why are we not trying?" He says that because he knows that this year's team has the talent to go all the way this year and win it all. I was not upset about it because I knew that because we played Western and we played really bad, I knew he was going to yell at us and it was not really an upset thing. I wouldn't have told my mom because it was not that serious and I knew what to expect. I'm a four-year varsity starter. I know it's to be expected of me and I wasn't doing it. So I want y'all to let me know, man. In the comments, tweet at Go Coffee Town, tweet at me. Where do y'all stand on this? I don't see that it's going to keep going. Even if the players support their coaches or not, I don't see how in the age that we exist in now, with immediate outrage on social media from everything, whether it's right or wrong, I don't see how coaches are going to be able to continue to do this and keep their jobs. Coach Fritz lost his job in this story here, and people still respect him. I had coaches who yelled at us. My coaches actually didn't cuss, but they didn't hit us either. I don't even know how much longer coaches are going to be able to yell. It's kind of astounding to see how we're seeing college or high school football change, man. In this story, I could see, I don't know who Coach Fritz is. I don't know him, but I could see how if the players are sticking up for him and, you know, at least admitting that it's tough love, that they're okay with it, they signed up for it. You think if this kid didn't like it, he'd still be around? Now, it's just one kid. Klontz is one guy, but there was clearly a crowd of people there to support Coach Fritz for going down. You're not going to see the crowd of people support a coach who punches a player in the helmet for a couple of reasons. It's not how you want to treat your players, and it's also just a sign that you're not thinking very clearly, because that helmet is a lot harder than your skin is. Even your bones, it's going to hurt you. So you don't need that guy around your program. But y'all let me know, man. I know that a lot of people listening to this are a little bit older. It's kind of an older demographic, kind of reliving our high school glory days here. But whether you're younger, you're a little older, what do you think? Should coaches still grab players by the face mask? Is that out of bounds? Should coaches still grab players by the shoulder pad collar to pull them closer, get their attention? Is that okay? Is it a case-by-case thing? Does it depend on how good the coach is? I mean, it's not a cut and dry thing. It's not a black and white thing, but it's almost like that Supreme Court ruling of pornography. You know it when you see it. Well, when you see a coach acting that way, doing that thing, as a player, I think many players either know that it's okay or they know that it isn't. Fans, parents, maybe they do too. You know, there's going to be a parent in every crowd who doesn't like it. But if the team respects it, is that ultimately what matters? Where do you draw the line? For me, if the team respects it and responds to it, as long as you're not breaking any laws, to me, that's kind of the benchmark of whether or not the coach is crossing the line or not. I don't know. It's 2023. Things are changing quickly. All right. Moving on to some brighter news here. We got tagged in a couple tweets over at GoCoffeeTown.com about some great moments in high school football sports over the past few days. Brian Branham tagged me here at GoCoffeeTown at Wes Blankenship. Personal fouls brought to you by Liberty Baptist Church, Murray County High School in Chatsworth, Georgia. Let's take a listen.
Our timeout will be sponsored by the Murray County Touchdown Club. And something new this evening, we will have our personal foul sponsored this evening by Liberty Baptist Church. If you commit a personal foul, stop by the Liberty Baptist Church and speak with Pastor Branham and ask for forgiveness. That's once again the Liberty Baptist Church sponsoring the personal fouls this evening. That is a Liberty Baptist Church personal foul. I'm a warrior.
So that was actually Pastor Branham that tagged me in it, at Brian Branham. If you commit a personal foul in your life, stop by Liberty Baptist Church and talk to Pastor Branham about it. It's a little Catholic, Coach. It's a little bit of Catholic thinking there. If you're a member at Liberty Baptist Church and you commit a personal foul, you can just talk to the Lord right there. Or if you need to go talk to Pastor Branham, then go out to lunch with him or something, or talk to him on Sunday. But I like that. Personal fouls brought to you by Liberty Baptist Church. You mess up, you make a mistake, it's all right. You might get penalized. You might get away with it. But Liberty Baptist Church is still there to steer you back towards your end zone goals of life, which is eternal life. All right, speaking of personal fouls and acting up on the field, how about this guy right here? John Vela tags, or someone tagged me in John Vela's tweet, stoppage of play here at Gulf Shores in Alabama. A chain gang member has been relieved of his duties and is being asked to leave. Gulf Shores 23, BC Rain 14, 2:59 in the second quarter. When you're on the chain gang and you get kicked out, it's not a hard job. You see where the ball is, and you just put that stick down right there. I mean, sometimes it's on the other end of the field. It's on the opposite hash mark. It's a little bit tricky, but you still got the refs to help you. So why did this chain gang member get kicked off? So some team dad, maybe it's the chaplain, one of the band dads, something like that. What happened? Well, Stuart Donald replies to the tweet here. I heard a follow-up. The chain gang guy was arguing penalties with the head referee, like a lot. So they tossed him. I would give anything to be a fellow chain gang member to hear what that chain gang dad was saying to the refs. You're kind of on the same team if you're on the chain gang. I know that you have your own interest. You're probably pulling for one of the teams. There's not many neutral chain gangers out there, but you're kind of like a conscientious objector in the war. You can't go out there and fight. You're just tending to part of the battle. You're just out there measuring and logging how the game's going. And then you're a ref and you're just out there hearing this chain gang dad in your ear all night. I hate that spot, ref. I'm going to move it myself. And that's when things get wrong. You take the game into your own hands as a chain gang dad. You're out. You're going to be asked to leave. And we're going to ask you to go to Liberty Baptist later on this week. Talk to Pastor Branham because you've committed your own personal foul. Unsportsmanlike conduct on the chain gang. Get him out. 45 years ago this month, Michael Jordan did not make his varsity high school basketball team. You've probably heard the story and about how it motivated him to become the player that we all watched and saw become the greatest to ever do it. Well, it turns out it's not that simple. And in the spirit of the anniversary of that momentous event, I wanted to dig a little bit deeper and see what really happened. That's coming up on Go Fight Win.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
So I don't know where you stand in the Michael Jordan versus LeBron James debate. I know where I stand. Not too vocal about it because I don't know what I will add or take away from either side of the conversation, but I'll tell you, I'm an MJ guy. Well, I was doing some reading recently on Michael Jordan, basketball starting back up, kind of getting in the mood, and I discovered that this month, November 1978, is when Michael Jordan did not make his varsity high school basketball team. Well, you know, growing up, you hear that story, you may or may not be familiar with it. It's kind of used as this linchpin moment that propelled Michael Jordan to greatness, right? He's seen The Last Dance. He says, you know, and I took that personally about everything pretty much, and certainly about this occurrence in his life. I was doing some reading on a fantastic piece that Wright Thompson put out in 2020, around the same time that The Last Dance came out. And Wright Thompson, I'm going to put a link to this story, man. If you're a Michael Jordan fan, if you're a basketball fan at all, you got to read this, man. This is the first time I've read it. It's a long read. I've broken it up into chunks. I got two kids. I don't have time to read however many words this is. I think it's about 50,000, maybe. I don't know. I'm not that good with numbers. I'm all right with words, though, and there are a lot of them in this story. But one part here that really stuck out to me is the 45th anniversary here. I did the math. I had to use a calculator of Michael Jordan getting cut, and I say that in air quotes, from his basketball tryouts. Well, who was his coach at the time? Clifton Pop Herring. Watched Michael try out and decided that he couldn't make the varsity team. Well, the truth of this story is it wasn't that Michael was told, hey, bud, you're a scrub. Don't pick up a basketball. Never show back up here. And that's kind of what you're led to believe just in the vernacular of that story. Michael Jordan was cut from his high school basketball team. It's a maxim that's used in many people's lives when they have a setback. Hey, man, even Michael Jordan was cut from his high school basketball team, and look how good he became. Well, it's not really that simple, because in Wright's reportage here, he does point out that it wasn't just Michael being told, hey, man, you can't play basketball. Coach Herring said, Michael, you can play basketball, but you can't do it for the varsity. And as a sophomore in high school, which Michael was, yeah, you know, maybe Michael could have gotten some minutes on the varsity team, but you don't typically make a varsity roster in many sports, the average athlete anyway, until you're a junior or senior. So Michael being told, hey, you're just junior varsity good. We'll check back in and see if we can put you up on the varsity. I can see why Michael would take that personally, but I do want to poke a hole there, and you can share this knowledge with whoever you deem fit. Michael Jordan wasn't the victim of Coach Pop Herring's inadequacy as a coach. Coach Herring did what he saw fit. Well, I got some older guys. I don't know if Michael's going to get to play much. I want him to get more reps. Coach Herring was actually looking out for Michael Jordan by telling him that he couldn't play varsity. But when you're Michael Jordan, it doesn't matter what the facts are, right? It matters how you perceive the slight and what you do with it. So this month, November, the 45th year that this story's existed, take a moment. Think about what he did and think about your relationship with this story and how you thought about it. How you thought, wow, that coach must have been a real idiot. Maybe he was one of the better coaches. Maybe he was one of the most influential coaches in Michael's life, not passively, not because he made a mistake, but because he knew what he was doing. Who knows? Maybe those minutes on the junior varsity squad actually helped Michael more than he was willing to admit. Still an MJ guy, but when you see a story like that, you got to call a spade a little bit, right? Go check out that story, though, and read it. It is just phenomenal. It's fantastic. Two F words right there. Coming up, the best high school football playoff matchups that should be on your radar around the country. Handpicked by me. All right, so no matter where you live, it is high school football playoff time. Maybe it's the first round for your team, your state, second, third. Maybe you've already had your state championships. I don't know. Here on Go Fight Win, though, we're going to take a look at the best high school football playoff matchups in the USA. And it's not based on the best teams. It's not based on the best coaches or players. It's based on the best names in the matchup. Which name games have the best storylines in them? All right. So this is the inaugural, the very first Go Fight Win high school football playoff matchups in America to watch top five list. I'll work on abbreviating that later. First up, out of Alabama, a matchup as old as Earth itself, Valley versus Rain. Who will win? Will there be more Valley? Will this turn into a lake, a stream, a river maybe, when Rain shows up and fills it up? Valley versus Rain. Valley 7-3. Rain is 7-3 as well. I'm going to take Rain. Just once you get a good stiff rain in that Valley, sometimes things just start to fall away. Things start to get a little bit muddy. You thought you were on firm footing. You thought you had a good foundation, and then Rain comes in and pours on you all night long. I'm going with Rain over there in Bama. This is in the 5A playoffs, by the way. All right, a couple states away, Arkansas, in the 3A state playoffs. A matchup that really represents, embodies the people, salt of the earth people out of the great state of Arkansas. And I love the people over there. But I got to tell you, when I first saw this matchup, I thought to myself, I bet in the history of the state of Arkansas, at least a dozen times, you've heard someone say, "Hey, give me that Newport before I smack over the head." And if you need me to translate that, that is, "Hey, give me that Newport cigarette before I smack you over the head." Well, it's not quite that cut and dry in the 3A playoff matchup, but it is, phonetically speaking, pretty accurate. Newport, the Greyhounds, taking on the Smack Over Cowboys. And I'm just looking at the logos here. I don't know if that's really their mascot names or not. But Newport Smack Over, to me, really does embody, sum up so much of the story of the people of Arkansas. And I say that respectfully. So Newport versus Smackover. Newport's 5-5. Smackover's 5-5. Hey, give me that Newport before I smack over to Hayat. Who's going to win? Well, I do not endorse, I do not condone cigarette smoking. But I will say, if you've ever had a Newport, the Newport probably won. So I'm going Newport in this one. Newport's going to beat Smackover. No matter how violent and aggressive Smackover is, I like Newport in this one. All right, let's go to the state of Florida. The 4M playoffs. I'm not sure what that stands for. The 4M. You got Plant taking on Plant City. Now, Plant is 8-2. Plant City is 6-4. So you'd go by the records, you think, you know, maybe Plant has the upper hand here. But to me, I'm thinking you got one Plant taking on an entire city of Plants. Plant City's got numbers. You know, they may not have the record to back it up, but they got Plant surrounded. They got them outnumbered. What kind of plant is it? Is it poison ivy? Is it a cactus? They grow a lot of stuff down there in Florida. So give me Plant City in the upset here. I know they're 6-4, but over there in the 4M playoffs on Friday night, I'm going with Plant City just to overwhelm Plant. You just got one Plant going up against a whole city? Get some backup, Plant. All right, let's go to Illinois in the 4A playoffs here. This is a good matchup here. Friday night, 7 o'clock. We got Sandwich, which is 8-3, taking on Wheaton Academy, which is 10-1. Now, a sandwich can be a lot of things. Oreo is a cookie sandwich. You got ice cream sandwiches. Some people contend that a hot dog is a sandwich. But Wheaton Academy is 10-1. The only part of a traditional sandwich that is made of wheat is the bread. But I could put your sandwich ingredients into a wrap, into a taco, into a salad. So I don't necessarily know that you need to just rely on Wheaton. Wheaton's just the bread. Wheaton's just above and below all the meat, all the cheese, all the flavor of the sandwich. I don't think you can beat a sandwich, man. I'm going with Sandwich. 8-3 in the upset over there in Illinois. All right, last one here, rounding out our top five. Out of the state of Louisiana, this is D3 Select. Sounds fancy, sounds sophisticated. Well, we've got Pope John Paul II, who's 8-2, 5-1 at home, taking on Lake Charles College Prep. Lake Charles College Prep is 3-6. How they made the playoffs is beyond me. But what I do know about Pope John Paul II is that he is, well, he's no longer with us. Doesn't mean he's not existing in the great beyond. Maybe he's watching this one from above, but rest in peace to the late, great Pope John Paul II. This man passed away 18 years ago. All right, so even if he is watching up there with the Lord, hey, he was just one guy. I know he had, you know, some holy scripture research on his side, and he was a good leader of his little crew there in Italy. But this is Louisiana football, man. And you got to have more than just a memory of a pope to put up points on the scoreboard. So give me Lake Charles College Prep in the upset. We'll take a look at these games. We'll track them and report back next week. If you have any good Go Fight and Win high school football playoff matchups of the week in America for us to review, then tag at GoCoffeeTown on X, on Instagram. Tag me at Wes_Inship, Wes Blankenship. And we'll give you a shout out, man. We're going to get more guests on the show, I promise. Just taking a little bit of a break, a little bit of a breather, a little bit of a reset, recalibration here as we enter the postseason and formulate a plan. What do we do when high school football season's over? Well, hopefully we continue to get some phenomenal high school football stories from you and from our tremendous guests. Hit like and subscribe. Follow along with the show everywhere you want to do it. On YouTube, on Apple, on Spotify, on social medias, X, Instagram. Find at GoCoffeeTown. Search for Go Fight Win. If you're looking for this thing, want to share it with your friends, your buddies, people you played high school football with. Glad y'all are here. Glad you're supporting the show. And we'll be back next week for more high school football playoff matchups in America. According to Go Fight Win, the best ones are out there. We just got to find them, and we're going to keep talking about them. Y'all have a great week. Hope your team wins if they're still playing. Peace.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.